Jetzt werde ich auf der Schule Nummer 19 in der Scheich Edmuna Chelik Scheini und holding hier in der Perik Yud. Sie dann auch mit Top Sadik. Jetzt again, we're in the middle of the Indian, so that the Rans Shelly being Masbe, the Zimtzum of Avakadnoin and the Zimtzum of that Mavu in the Eitz Chaim, and yet we saw Barichas what the Indian of the Kaz is. So the Nukud what we saw was that the Indian of the symptom of Aver Kadmon was to be Megale, the Koich HaGvul Miatzus Yisborach. And we said over from the Lashonis of the Lmud Yatzilus and the others form that that's called the Hayuli HaRishon, the first place we could say the Indian of Hayuli, that's from the symptom of Aver Kadmon. That stems very well with the Indian that the symptom of Aver Kadmon is Megale, Kavyochel, the Koich HaGvul Miatzus Yisborach. So Barichos that even though it was Nizgala the Koich HaGvul, but that's what it says in the beginning of Eitz Chaim, that Lefnei Bris HaOlam is the Orin Soif with Nizgalas, meaning even though now we have the Koich HaGvul Nizgalas, but that is the Orin Soif. Because the Orin Soif means the Nizgalas of the Pshitus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Shaykh to the Olam. And that's what it says in Eitz Chaim, that to make a mocking for the Olam, B'Poel Kaviyochel, there had to be a symptom, a Hester, on the Orin Soif, which is on this Koich HaGvul Me'atzus Yisborach, and only then was there a mocking pony for the Oilemus. We saw that Avada, the symptom Nakipshutoi, that on Atzus Yisborach Bechlal, there's no Hester, and it's only a Hester, it's not a Siluk, that we saw the Lashonis from here, and that's, you know, from Tanya, Shaykh Bamunu. And yesterday in the paragraph we saw Marichus that Hamshoch Sakav is another Bechin of symptom, which is the Hamshoch of the Ain't so b'derech prat. So yesterday, what that meant, that even though the kav is still his gal, still the pshitas, but it's the prat which is the matzias of the oilmus. Meaning, the orin soif is the koich ha-bligvul. There could be bligvul the koichano had to make the oilmus. But the amshoch of the kav, that's the etzim shoyish matzias of the oilmus, the way we have the seder shtauslus. That's the three bechinas we saw, the symptom of avikadmoin, which is called here the symptom of rishoin, the symptom of the Prime Vital, which is after the Orin Soif is Nizgala, which was from the Tzimtzum of Avakadmoin. And the third Bechina, which was also called the Tzimtzum, is the Hamshoch HaKav. We mentioned a few times that the Tzimtzum of Avakadmoin is not either the first dag in the Seder Shtauslis in the Kisrimer Yisroch. You have before that the Shashurim and the Olam HaMalbush, and Bechina before that. And the reason why we're learning the from the Tzimtzum of Avakadmoin because the Rav Shalit has been masbitos the shiroshim how kaviyochel the koich of the metzias is nichla batzus yisborach, which that thing of the eses shvi tagnuzos. And once we went into that, that shvi tagnuzos melo, we masbit how it's nizgalatos, which is through the symptom of avikadmon. And then, as I saw later on in Perek Yud Beis, that he speaks to that mefurish, says. On the top side of the cave, then the Perek Yud Aleph. When you read these few lines, it says, "V'hinei lebechinas koyach tzimtzum hazeh shua yud disak shebekeh me'ora tihiru." That we mentioned a few times that this symptom of Aver HaKadmoin was through the bekia of the yud disak, which in this Perek Yud Aleph he explains what that means. "Me'ach shebatzmus yisborach ein letashem kavon v'koyach yisgalus v'koyach tzimtzum." That he says that since we know Batrus is Baruch Avadu, we can't say any Hizgalus or any Tzimtzum, so Avadu this in the Yud Sag, which is Beker, the Ora Tehiru, which was Megala, the Orin Soif, Avadu, that's not the first Shlam in the Seder Shtauslus, because the Yud Sag, that's already something which describes the Oilumus. So Avadu Kidim is a Kam Bechinim Samavur Bekabal Samid Arizal. The Hainus Hoyt HaMalbush VaShashua Shaldei Bechinosim Nuchel Etar Koich HaTzimtzum HaZeh Me'atzimusoy. That here the Master Shal tells us clear that Avada, even before this symptom of Aver Kadmon, which is through the Yud Sag, which is the Lashonin says that the Yud Sag was Bekeya, the Ora Tehiru, Avada was Bechins before that, which is called the Malbush and the Shashuim, because the Yud Sag was something which is Shai Tzolimus, Avada, there must be Bechins before that, to be able to bring out this Shlava Lapoyot. And then he says, "Kama time and why?" Because he means the Ruchaim Vital wasn't Masbrit. So he says, "Echad mitam shvei tzchaim lo niska meilu abechinus machmas hayyur machmas dakus hadvorim v'lav kol moichel savodo v'lochen lo yishalachnu boyad." The Ruchaim Vital didn't explain this in Yonim because mishum the dakus, it's a place where it's only connected to usim. The gam machmas tridus as man shein a masvig lahach meilu in Yonim amukim patem kiyabnim, and also because the machmas tridus as man, he says meilu the Ruchaim Vital wasn't marchem in this in Yonim. The reason why the reason why he is not being mad with the Malbush and the Shashuim is because, first of all, Neitz Chaim, it didn't mention these Bechinis because the Dak said Dorim. Second, because of the Tirz Hazman, that he's saying how he doesn't have time to go into the Zinyonim, Amukim, and all the Pratim. And the reason why we bring the avocado in Mitam Shutuch L'Nyaneinu is because it's a hemshuch of what the Chelik Beis is coming to explain. The Hainu, Legal is Shorish Metzias HaKelem HaNefon B'Metzias Mamesh B'Briya Yitzias here. Asher Shomu Shorish V'Chinis Avarat Yiru K'Van Shiz Ba'al HaKamlin. The reason why we went into the symptom of avocado, even though that wasn't mentioned in its time, is because the beginning of the Shaiyichu V'Aminu Chelik Sheini came with the whole Arichus at Lefid the Kabbal Saramak. It's very schwer to understand the Shorish HaKelim, and the Fid Kabbal Sarizal, you could understand it, and the Hezbir is in these Prokim, which is going to be explained more by Rikos, but how Dafka from over here, the Ava Tehiru, from the symptom of Ava Kamlin, there you could understand how there's a Shorish for the Kelim from the Tiru Ilo, from the Ava Kamlin. So in other words, it's saying here two important Nakutas is that even though first we're explaining the symptom of Ava Kamlin, before that, there were many bechinas, and the reason why it's behech like that is because the symptom of Avi Kamlin is saying that something very shaykh to Oilum is. So obviously, before that, you have to have hishtalsus to be able to get to the Avi Kamlin, and that's called the Malbush and the Shashuim. And he said the reason why he wasn't machm on this is because, first of all, the Rebbe Vital didn't explain this machmazakas in Yonim. That's what we saw in the Sharishan in the Hagah, where he says from the Baal Tanya was Meshabech, so Reb Chaim Vital, that he didn't mention these oilements with Nat Simpson because Mishum Dakas of the Inyonim, it's a mockum to make it toys, and he says also because the Tirdis has a man. But the Ikenukud is because this Chelik Sheini is coming to explain the Shor Shakelim, which that was the whole beginning of the Chelik Sheini, that Lefika Balsa Ramak, it's hard to understand, Lefika Balsa Rizal is moving. And this Inyon of Avik Hamnoin, that's how. From here, you can understand how the Shor Shakelim come out to Mutsu Yisbarach. And even though I didn't yet, see recently these problems later on, but L'Choyer the Nekuda is that the symptom of Avi Kamlin, which we're saying is being Megala, the Yuli Arishon, the Koyer HaGvul Me'at Mutsu Yisbarach, so you can understand that this Mushush, the Shor Shakelim Ba'Shavu, and that's the main Nekuda. The main Nekuda is that the Koyer HaKelim Me'at Mutsu Yisbarach is Ba'Shavu Gemuruv, and the symptom of Avi Kamlin is with Megalit. And after all the tzimtzumim, could we say finally that there'll be kelim bepoil? And the first place where we could say kelim, that's what we saw in the Shai Rishon, is by Doilim HaAkudim. And there's many tzimtzumim and shlavim in the shalshos from the Avakadim until Doilim HaAkudim. But Mele Lefi Kabbal Sarizal, which is including the Kabbal Sarizal, the Talmid Sarizal, you can understand the Koyach HaKelim because we're saying that from Me'atzmus Yisbarach, from the Indian of the Tzimtzum Avakanu, it was Nizgala, the Koyach HaGol Ba'Shavo. And if you remember, all the kashas in the beginning of this shah was that Lefid Ramak, that the Kalim are like Mamash Bechin of Kalim's housing, Nishtalsh Me'atzmus Yisbarach. But Alpi, what we're saying here is that how everything is Ba'Shavo, Ba'atzmus Yisbarach, and only through the Tzimtzumim is Nizgala, the Metzias, then it's much more moving how you can understand the Shorish HaKalim. But to understand the problem, you have to see the Parakis Beis and the problem which go through this. Yes, we're holding now in Parak Yod. So it says, V'gam b'vur b'seifel l'mudi atzilus, sh'at simsum arishon u'b'soy ribua, v'at simsum asheni b'soy igul, v'zeo igulo b'ribua. That it says in the seifel l'mudi atzilus that the simsum arishon is b'soy ribua, is like the side of a square, and the simsum asheni is the side of an eagle of a circle. And therefore it's called Igula Birabua because you have like an eagle, a circle within the square because the Tzimtzum Arishon is the Ribua, that's first. And then you have within it the Tzimtzum Hashein, which is the eagle.
So Vada did the shayna for Yigulu Biribu, Vada is not literal, because Vada Lamayla does know in Yonim, does know what Yonim of Gashmi is, of Yigulim and Ribuim, it's to bring out the Ingin, which is being Mazvid the Oymik of the Shtauslus. That's what we can see in this parak, what it means, Yigulu Biribu. So it says, Kiddush, Ribu, and Noit Luxavis, that the Ingin of Ribu of a square is, that it has corners, or Meribu, and Nasu Luxavis, because they legal is Koyach HaMetzir, Shebekoyach HaTunsi Yisborach. And from the ribua, when you know in the muscle, when someone makes a square, so then he ends up making corners, because while he's making the lines, so wherever he stops, that's what you know creates the corners. So who are then in the nimshel that through the tzimtzum, which is al derech muscle like a ribua, so it was nasuk sabis, which means that the Eibush is being megal the koyach hametzius, which is nichlal in the koyach hametzius barach. So that's why we're saying it's the ending of the ribua, because sabis, this was seen in the parak, sabis is the Indian of the Gvul, and therefore we're bringing out that the Eivish is being Megala, the Koyach HaGvul Shabbat Mutzis Baruch. That's the Indian of the Tzimtzum Rishon. Like we saw in the beginning of the last parak, where, you know, so the, a few lines, which is Mekasa's Indian, that's the Tzimtzum Rishon. Tzimtzum Rishon, which is called Avakanmi, is to be Megala, the Koyach HaGvul Bat Mutzis Baruch, and the Tzimtzum Hashem is to be mastered the Pshitas of that in order to give a mocking for the Oilim as Bepoil. So it says, "Ki yilu le'aksavis, v'chol oifim etzishu, korech ha'gvul heim ha'vichinis ksavis, v'hem ha'olim nechtom." And any metzis, which is the korech ha'gvul, is in oifim of ksavis, which that oilim is nechtom. In other words, any oilim is bepoilis has this end of ksavis. It's mazik, "Ki yilu le'aksavis la'yoy nigla roish v'soif u'gvul klal." Because you know, ksavis is moire, that there's a roish, and there's a soif, and there's an end of gvul. "Kim kol ha'gvul mitzad ha'ksavis." The whole end of gvul is mi. In other words, because the whole idea of corners is that it's being magbel, it's stopping at a certain point. Mashenkin or eagle is something which is keep on going, it keeps on going around and around, which is moira on in of more of bleakable. That, like we know from the chalala oil mazet, that if not for the ksavis, then the oil wouldn't be a balgvul. Not sure exactly what this line means here. If it means that the pile of everything we see in this world has a gvul through ksavis, but I'm saying, not sure what the lashon ki yidu michlal ha'olam. This line is it. It says v'cheinu b'chol ha'gvul beruchnis v'gashmi etakol ha'im al derech ksavis. The inyan is that any of gvul that's through the ksavis. Ksavis is what's magdal and what gives the inyan of a gvul to any b'chinim. V'hine koich ha'gvul shebekoich ha'tzmusis barach. That we're saying that the symptom of Avik Hanman is galus of the Koyach HaGvul Shabbat Smusis Barach. And now he's saying that this, what we're saying, that there's something called Koyach HaGvul Shabbat Smusis Barach, is because Avada Davish is called all the Shleimusin, which is also the Koyach HaGvul, like we saw in the Sharishim Parakil. And here we're being explaining that the shoyish of the Koyach HaGvul, that's in of the Sphere Agnusis, which was explained by Richas in the previous program. Aval HaKalem Atzmusis Baruch, but everything is Atzmusis Baruch. In other words, this I was saying through the symptom of Avik Hanman was Nizgal, the Koyach HaGvul, is not that it was Nizgal or something else, a different breed, something that's not Atzmusis Baruch. Everything is Atzmusis Baruch. Einim Avadu is Kepshutoi. What it means is that the Koyach HaGvul is the end of the Sphere Agnusis, where Hu Shmoy Echos, Hu Shmoy Davish, and the Nizgalus always was. And through all the Seder Shtausel, through the Tzimtzumim, it's Nizgalah, the Koyach HaGvul, which that's in of the symptom of Avik Hanman. V'chatzishon v'tarshom HaGvul, kim Koyach HaTzmusis Baruch HaNelem v'anistram v'aniskam v'korayin eichel v'koyach HaTzmusis Avada, there's no Gvul be'etzem, l'maylo, nam natilus, not l'maylo natilus, and Kolshki, not here in the Mokum, which is called the Mokum of Avik Hanman. Ach mitad HaTzmusis Baruch HaLekoyach HaGvul, einev v'chinez gilui machmas Koyach HaBilti Bar Gvul. Rather, what I was saying before is that the Indian of the Gvul of Milo is the Indian Nelam and Niskum and Niskum Mikorayun, how the Abish is Koyl Bahashavo, all the Koyachas, even the Koyach Gvul. But the Nukud is that it's found in Oishan of Hashavo and Pshitos, where the Abish is Koyl of Sai Bligvul and Sai Gvul, Bechodo. And therefore, when we say the Abish is Koyl the Koyach Gvul, Avada, we're not saying there's any Gvul there before. We're saying the Abish is Koyl all the Shleimusin, Bahashavo, Bepshitos Gemuro, which is also Koyl the Koyach Gvul. And that's something which is Lamaila Menasehul, because by us, Gvul and Bligvul is a Stirim Neubay. So Avad is Lamaila Menasehul to understand how the Eivishnah's Koyach is Koyach, all the Koyach is Kechodim. And the Tzimtzumim, the Nukud of the Tzimtzum are to be Megalit al Apoyel, the Bechin is Gilud, because the way it is found, Kaviyach of Atzmusis Barach, and Avad here we're talking already Mitzad Oilim, Mitzad Shashum, the Malbush, the Sfirza Gnuzis, we're never talking about Atzmusis Barach and Pshutoy, but even that is not in Oifn of Gilu Bechlal, because everything is bleak full and everything is Bashvam the Pshitas. And that's why I need the symptom of Avir Kavloin to be Megalit the Bechinus Gilu. The Lachim, because they legal is Korach HaGvul, so the Korach is Baruch Mechoch Manu Letar Tzimtzim, the Silo Korach HaBilti Bar Gvul, because they say it's Gal HaKorach HaGvul, so the Korach is Baruch Mechinos HaBatzma. And that's why in order to be Megal, the Korach HaGvul, so the Korach is Baruch, which is the thing of the Tzimtzim of Avir Kavloin, we have to be Metar Tzimtzim and a Silo of the Korach HaBilti Bar Gvul to be Megal the Korach HaGvul. So even though these Lashonis could be used also for the, what's called the Tzimtzim HaShayni, but here we're discussing the Tzimtzim HaRishon, which is that we're saying Kavyocha Davishta was mastered the Metzias of Asmutzis Baruch, which of Adad doesn't mean Kepshuta the Metzias, it means the Metzias of the Oil Mamalbush and the Shashuim, which that the Mitzad when the, it's Bezgalus or without any Tzimtzumim on the Shashuim and the Malbush, there's no Mokim Bechlal to mean the Gala, the Koyach HaGvul, which is called the Orin Soif. That's the Indian of the symptom of Avakadmon. We need to do it. Mimosu alim kshiroisi lezgalus ulesmashach mimahusi agodl lekoich malus akodim shebekoichoi. Begdei lesmashach elu mukul mikoyim lezgalus bekoich malus kotin levadoi kashe bukol chaloka beli hismashach malus agodim mamalus akotin. Then now he's going to give a muscle to bring a nukud out which wasn't explained yet to understand better this Indian of the symptom of Avakadmon. That the muscle is when someone, a rav wants to be masber something to a Talmud or a gadol to a cotton, before he's masber, first he has to make a tzimtzum and not be megala who he is mitzad himself. Because if he's going to speak on his level, then the cotton won't understand. So the first slav, the first symptom is that he has to be mesalik who he is mitzad atzmoy. Boifishloy in nigla mi mahusay agadol shum mezgalus oz nigla boy maus hakotten, that only through that he'll be megala. He'll be master his mahus, then he can be megala the smaller chokhmah which he wants to give over. And only after he makes his symptom and master who he is mitzad himself, and he makes his galus kilu is something smaller, meaning when a rabbi is giving over something to a talmud, so he can't speak on his own level because then the talmud are not going to understand. First, he has to make a symptom b'chlal on how he thinks himself. They can't hear how he's thinking mitzad himself because that's going to be past the Yechoyles understand. So he's Nizgala in the Oifin of Maus Kotten, he starts speaking like he's on their level and he's speaking very slow and saying Mesholem and saying it over again. So the Rav Nizgala in a different Mahus than he is Mitzah himself. And when he does that, then he can do the next Shav, which is to be Mamshech from his Chokhmah Gdoilu through this Nizgalus. Meaning first he's Megala himself as Kilu smaller, and then from his Chokhmah Gdoilu, he's Mamshech his Chokhmah Gdoilu through his Mahus to bring out what he wants to the Talmidim. So Kenu ben Nimshel ben Aroich, so too is in the Nimshel ben Aroich, Kavadis ben Aroich, it's never Doime, like we saw in the Pesach Mavi Yesharim, that every Moshel and Nimshel has three Tanam to understand why the Moshel is never Doime to the Nimshel. But what we're bringing out here is, Ki Begdei, Legal, Koich, Agul, Shabbat, Mutzis, Baruch, Mukhroch, Manu, Letar, Tzimtzum, Vesilu, Koich, Abildi, Baruch, Gula, Gamri. In order for Kavyochel, for the Seder Shtauslos to be Megala Mikoich al Apoyel, that it should be Nizgala, the Koich of Gulshah, but Smufi's Baruch, first has to be a Tzimtzum and a Tzila Koichoi on the Bildi Baal Gvul Gamri. Begdei she Nizgala Koichoi, Begvul HaShahim Mishnei Fechim Gamri. In order to be Megala, the Koich of Gvul, first there has to be a Hester on the Bli Gvul. Hagam Shabbat Musa Hima Hakol Maus Koich Echod, even though Mitzala Tzmufi's Baruch, the Bli Gvul and the Gvul is Kechodo. Mitzata his galus, the two afeichim, meaning that even though mitzata tzmusi baruch, the Eibishter is koil all the koiches kechado, and he's koil all the koiches even though they're bad from koiches which are soisim neubei, but mitzata the Eibishter is koil yochol, about it's not a kasha how the Eibishter is koil the bligvul and the gvul kechado. But mitzata his galus, in other words, mitzata how the nevrom are going to be able to see it and be mekabelit, they're tepich min neubei. So if the nevrom are going to be if the bleak will be nizgalus to the nivroim, so then there'll be no mocking for the bull to be nizgalus to the nivroim, because Bechlal, Nevram can't, they have no mocking. Bechlal when the believable is Vizgalus. So therefore, Mitzad, to be Megalit, Mikoychel Apoyul, there has to be a Tzimtzum and a Hester on the believable.
So this is kind of very deep in the Kudu, which in the Chassidus is mentioned a lot, which is, you know, something which is Kedai to understand, that Mitzad the Eivish, the Eivish is called the believable and Vulkechod, and there's no Kashans and there's no Steers, because the Eivish is called Yochel and he's called all the Koychel Beshlemus. This that we're saying, we need all say the Shtauslut to be mastered, the believable to the Gvul, that's only Mitzad us, Mitzad the Nevron, that we have a, we see the Bri of his Galus, and that's what we connect to. So Mitzad us, we need the Tzimtzumim to be Megalad the Gvul, because if the Bli Gvul would be his Galus, then there would be B'chlal no mocking for the Nevron, and there would be no mocking to be see the Koyach Gvul and to have a Shais to the Gvul. In other words, it's only Mitzad the Nevron that we're Nevron Megbalim, and therefore we don't have any mockim on the believable is Bezgalus, so therefore the whole Seder Shtauslut and all the Tzimtzum is to be Megalit, the Gvul Mikoychel Apoyl, Bezgalus or Nevron. But Avad Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is Nichla Kechodo, side the believable and side the Gvul. And Mitzad, how it's Nichla Batzmus, Avad there's no Tzimtzumim or Seder Shtauslut. The Loch in Hoya, and the Nekud which we saw in the previous problem is that what that means is that there's no tzimtzum mitzad atmusi b'chlal, and even mitzad the gilui, it's only a hester. Meaning, even that we're saying that there's a hester legabe de nevroim, but it's not a siluk, it's only a hester, and avada the bligvul is still in the mokum of the oilimus. Meaning, even mitzad his galus, the bligvul is his galus, it's just that there's a hester that we don't see this as galus. And that's our avodah through the Torah mitzvahs, to be mamshechit b'toich des galus togvul, which that's b'etzim to be mamshech to haflo pelu, which that's the shayin in the shayichet v'amuno, which is called nechshidus the gizor of the atmos through Torah mitzvahs, which the Indian is to be mamshech the bligvul b'toich togvul, and that's kaviyochum magal the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather not the mitzvahs kipshutoi, but the gilui atmos, the Davisha wants to be megalit, that's through this Indian, that's through our Torah mitzvahs, when mamshech the bligvul b'toich hagvul. So that's how it's Nizgal the Messias of Atzimus Yisbarach. But here we're, you know, before the Brit Oilmus, we're being mazur how the Seder Shtauslus was, and that's where we're saying that Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is Nichlal, Kechodo, even the Kodesh of Eichem, and only Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need the Seder Shtauslus, which that's Legabe Do Nevroim. Lachin Hoya Tzimtzim B'lishum Mizgalus Kim Koyach HaKvod B'chnos Levadri. So therefore the first Shlav, which we're explaining here, is called the Tzimtzim of Avi Kadmon, which here, this is something which wasn't explained so well till here, is that the symptom of Avri Kadmon, we saw it a little, it's called Avri Kadmon because it's Einu Nitfas, in other words, that when it was happened, the symptom of Avri Kadmon, so then there was no Nizgalus Bechlal. And it was only Nizgalus Bechoycha Gvul, Behinu Koycha Ksovis Ba'atzmon. Hagam Shechaz Hashom Letar Ba'atzmusei Aksovis. Within the Eivish, we don't say Avad Hashom, there's no Ksovis. Kim koyachim shal ksovis kashayim about musa hashem nizkov v'nel mikol rayon. The koyach of the ksovis, that's what was nizgala through the symptom of avikadmon. Tidayno on the mukrochim letarze avolam mitara masa baruch hashem letar elav shum symptom klal. And this is only legabe also, like which is mentioned before, because it's only mitara nizgalus that you need to say the shtauslus, but mitara tmusa there's no symptom klal because they have to call all the koyaches kichodo. Gashivar in. The command by Hashem to be an Indian. So, in other words, what we're saying here is that the Indian of the symptom of Avikadmon is that it shouldn't be Nizgala B'chlal, the bleak wool. Because before the symptom of Avikadmon, we'll see, we had what's called Oil Mamalbush, the Shashum and the Oil Mamalbush, Baker, Lahoy, what means here, the Oil Mamalbush. And the Oil Mamalbush, that's called the Nizgala, the bleak wool, that's the Oil Shatari in the Hechta Shoyish. So, about if that's Nizgala's, there's no Mokum B'chlal for the Breeze Oil Miss. And even though that means that this lesson that it's this galus is just to bring out the point because of either before the symptom of the time there wasn't yet the audience for this galus. But what it means is that when there was oil mamalvosh, so then there was no mokim bechlal to be megalad the koycha gvul shabbat musi's barach. So we're saying that the end of the symptom of Avik Hadman wasn't to be megalad anything new, rather it was to be master the koycha bligvul shabbat musi's barach. And that's what we'll see in the next paragraph, that thing of the tzimtzum, which is being, is kadohol matzah, it's holding back the gilui of the bligvul. And that's how it's nizgale, the koyach hagvul shabbat musis baruch, with that's called the tzimtzum of Avri Kadmon, the Indian of the koyach hagvul shabbat musis baruch, the Yuli Arishon. And it says in the Limud Yatzilus that this tzimtzum was through the Yudas Hagu. That Lashon Yus Mishem will see in the next problem was that the Yudas Hagu was Boka Ba'avra Tehilu, and when it was Nizgala, that's the Indian of the Hizgalus of the Koyach HaGvul. The Tam Shnikra Koyach HaZah Tehilu Yud, the reason why this Koyach that it's called a Yud, Ki Kimosha Yud, Ein Boshom Ispashtas Gam Yishba Tzimtzum. The Indian of the Yud is that it's a ois which has no spashtus and it's in of a symptom. Then the koich is work be begin is gal sag sovis. Who mi koich hat smus is work mamish as a dein lo nigle men shum is spashtus. What it means to bring out is that what we're saying here is that through the symptom of avakamben that it was nizgal the koich hat sovis the koich hat rosh hat smus is work but it was without any spashtus yet. In other words, what we can see here is that the symptom of avakamben which was nizgal the koich hat vul was still before any say the shtalsus, which was megal anything the poil that shayach to the nevroim. The first shlav is that it should be a hester on the bligvul, and it's only in this galah the koyach hagvul, but without any espashti said because we're not yet up to that shlav to be megal to the nevroim yet. The yovin tzaf mimosh meyadam gashmi kol mishu daitem biyoyser yichoylus boilis matzel ruchoy believe the galah mimosh klal that. A muscle of this is shown that whoever is a daitim b'yoytzer, whoever is like more shoylet on himself, and whoever is more of a chacham, I don't know if the right lashon, I don't know if it's a chacham, it's more here the lashon is a daiton, meaning someone who has a shlit on himself. So someone who has a shlit on himself could do a chiddush, which is to control himself and not to be megalo, you know, what comes out mitzad ha-teva. And through this koich that a person has, to control himself and not to, you know, naturally let what he wants to come out, mitzad his midas, that midah of the controlling could also help a person be soivel the hepech. And we'll see what that means. Ubehepech lezeh ksil, and the ksil, a fool is the opposite of this. The ksil lets out whatever comes to his mind. If he has something to say, just lets it out. He won't think maybe there's something to say or not. Mashen in the daitun, someone who could control himself, not everything that he'll think he'll say, and forget if someone says something to him and naturally he should, you know, scream back, he'll be able to be soivel the hepech and keep, you know, his midas, he'll be able to keep it inside himself. So someone who's more of a chacham and a daitun because he has the proper mizig of mitzvah midas and mahusa, in other words, you know, he's a person that's always garbage. Yochel lizbol yoisa hepech ole legalus mahusa am nagnu behepech. Someone who's always garbage, he could be soivul behepech, he could be soivul even something's going connected his teva, and he won't be megalus from his mahus connected that. And, you know, part of the marshal is, if someone does something to get someone upset, so if someone's more a daitan and a chochum, so that he'll be able to control himself and not let out the kaf, which is supposed to come out naturally. And that's only mitzad that he's on the hard darga and he's able to have the koyach atziru that it shouldn't come out. Like it says in Chazal, that the goyim were, they destroyed the Beit HaMikdash and they were merakim becholoi and they should let the teva ria just go. That shows the noirois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because mitzad the teva, Avad it should be that if the goyim go into the Hechel, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the most holy the place, so it should be automatic that they should get a hoinish and they should be wiped out. But it's faket mitzad the mile of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the David should kaviyoch, be soivel, even the hepech, that he lets the Olam HaTeva run even in such a matzah. The Hainish is gala hepech, who kaviyoch, soivel, li is gala shmimahuso, levarim in the Olam. That it could be in the hepech, lamish the hepech of the whole lineage of Kedusha, the hepech of the Isgala Selikid, that you have the Goyim being Metam and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Avish is Kaviyachal Soivul without being Megalim Mahusoi to destroy the Goyim and Oilum. So that's this Indian, the Moshul, where the more of a person is a Chochman and a Daitan, he could not be Megalim his Mahus, even though his Teva is saying that it should go out. V'zeh Umayim is Soivul Elyon V'tachtoinim, that Avish is Kaviyachal Soivul the Elyon V'tachtoinim, that since the Eibush is Avad Lamailo, we call Hasag of Erayim, the Eibush is called all the Shleimusin, so the Eibush is called the Bligvul and the Gvul, even though the Hepech Minei Obey, but it's not Nizgala anything which would take this away, and Kechodet stay as a Kiyim. So here it says, Vina Ve'eisha Adaitin Oitzel Ruchoy, Adloi Niglem Yen Eklum, that in this Moshul, when a person could control himself and not
let what the cast or whatever it is come out mitzad teva. So be'etim nothing is nisgala from him. In other words, like, you know, let's say the Gemara where it says that there was the person that bothered Beis Hillel erev Shabbos, that Hillel before Shabbos he with all the shaylos. So from Hillel it wasn't nisgala anything. You just saw that he stayed calm. So even though you see the biggest mila now that he was able to bother him up to a point where a regular person mitzad teva would lose it. But someone who's a chacham and a daitan could control himself, but what's nisgala? Damn, it's nothing nisgala. You see the way he was before. You don't see anything special coming out by his galus. But that is the milo that even in such a situation, he's able to keep his regular galus. Ki mamate vasevlonz bilvad, al b'chinas amatez en nigla daika etzim ahusay. But this is the nekudo that even though by the muscle of the chacham, when let's say someone's bothering him and he doesn't show any effect, so better we could say there's something wrong here. You don't see any isgalus from the chacham. But the emphasis is that this that you see no isgalus is faket being megala his mahus, how special he is and how high of a dargi he is that he's able to be soivel even the epoch. So in other words, we're saying in the kudir, which this is the point where we're trying to bring out in the nimshul, that when there's a atziru and when it's not isgalus the mahus, that faket, that shows the biggest isgalus of the mahus of the inyan, meaning in the muscle of the chacham, when someone bothers him, that mitzad a regular person is teva, wouldn't, you know, be able to control it anymore, and the chacham could stay in his regular calm situation, so that's megalad the mahus of the chacham, meaning this that there's no isgalus, this that he's staying in his regular dargo, that's megalad the mahus, how special he is, and the etzimitzi is who he is. So who then in the nimshul, ken kavyachol koichis baruch shebechines atzimtzum isgalus koich hagvul, that the matara, the Seder Shtauslos, is to make a divrei tachtonim, and therefore the Eibishter is being megale, the first Indian of the Koach HaGevul, which that's the Yud Sag, the symptom of Avik Hadmoin. So what we're saying is that this Indian, this symptom, what is it? There's no Gilu yet, because we're not up to yet Giluyim. That's better going to be later. The Indian, first by the symptom of Avik Hadmoin, is that there should be a Tziru, there should be a... And Kadoch the Eibishter is holding back the Gilu of the Bli Gevul. So Agam Shabbat Simtum in Niklim Mahusi Ezer Gilu Klal. Through the symptom of Avik Hanmoin, there was no his galus yet. There was no new his galus. Kim Koyach Simtum Azer. All there was this symptom, meaning the whole inyan of the symptom of Avik Hanmoin was to be mastered. That his galus is the bleak vol. After picking the Koyach Simtum Azer Niklim Koyach Mahusi Shein Lahach Bishma Tog Verayon. That saying here very deep in the kudu that through the symptom of Avik Hanmoin, which that in the galus the Koyach Gvul, which that's orange soif, which is the eighth chaim start off with. So even though the whole symptom was just not zero, just to hold back the bleak vul, but faket be'esen that's being megale the mitzias of atzmusi yisbarach, the koyach malhusoy, meaning just like by the chokom, what's megale is mitzias when he's able to have this atzira and hold himself back, that itself is megale his mahus who he really is, even though he didn't show himself special, he didn't, you know, give a shir, he didn't say the dvar chokma, faket just the atziru. That's the biggest raya, the biggest vice, who is Malus is. So who are the symptom of Avik Hanmoin, even though the Choro, it sounds like there was just a hester on the bleak vul, but faket, by being master on the bleak vul, that's Megala, the Mahus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gavid in Nevroim, that what it's being Megala is that the Eibishter is Lamaila from the Inyan of bleak vul Bechlal. And the Chiddush of that is that's something which before the Mikrobon was something which wasn't understood mitzad the Seichel. If you look in all the Rishonim and look in the, you know, more the Sivik Hakiru, they all understand how mitzad the Eivishter, the Bleevil, the Pshitos, but how the Gvul is there, that's where, you know, everyone gets stuck. So what we're saying here is that that's the Chiddush of the symptom of Avik Hadmoin, that through being master on the Bleevil, that brought out the Mahus of the Eivishter, not that the Eivishter has to show us Milus, but rather it's showing us and it's being megalus also how the Eibush is mamaila from the pshitas and bleak vul. That's something which we spoke how many times, is that mitzad the seichel will understand that the sibir shoyin is bleak vul and the pshitas. That's something if you look in the sibir chakira, the mazru mitzad the vada the seichel will understand the behechrich, the sibir shoyin, the shoyish for the oilim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is bleak vul and the pshitas gemura. But to understand how the Eibush is called the koich hagvul, and that should be the shoyish for the bria, that's something that the seichel can get to. And that's why that's good for the his galus from the Sivri Kabbalah, and dafka with the Birch Sidus, which is Megala, how this is the Plemius. And that's what we're saying is that's the symptom of Avik Hadmoin, which the whole Indian symptom of Avik Hadmoin is a hester on the bleak vul, And therefore it's Nizgala the Karech HaGvulz. Even though it wasn't Nizgala something new, it wasn't just like by the Chochm, he didn't give a shir yet. You know, he didn't say it's a shir, he just controlled himself, and that showed who his Malus really is, who are then in the Nimshul, that the Eibishul was masked on the Bligvul, and only the Karech HaGvulz was Nizgala, but the Nukud is that there was only a Atziru, so that was the Nizgala the Mahus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's Megala, how the Eibishter is Shabbat Bekol and Bashvah Gemur and higher from the Indian of Bligvul. Ashalach and Bekoich is that Yecholus Bekoich is Simson Vesiluk La'abilti Bagvul Begdei Legalus Koich Hagvul. Because through this it was Megala, how the Eibishter has the Yecholus to be Master and be Metzamsim the Bligvul to be Megala the Koich Hagvul. Velach and Nikla Bechim Nizu Yud Kma Yud Shu Kodim Kol Oishis. That's why it's called that the Yud Sag was Boka Bava Tehiru, that the Yud Sag is this inya of the Koich HaGvul that was Nizgala through the symptom of Avakadmin, because the Yud is something which is Moira that is not yet his pastures. You do a Shiyud Moira Koich HaTzmusu Elochim Ureshit V'Shem Avaya Baruch Hu, because the inya of the Yud is that it's the smallest of the Oishis, and also it's Moira on the Koich HaTzmusu. What it means is it's inya of Chochmah, which has the Ureshit V'Shtalshlus, even though you have the Keser, but it's you have the Kutash Shal Yud. The Yud is the Ois which is Moira on the Reishas HaShtauslos. And therefore it's the first Ois V'Shem HaVayi Baruch Hu. So Kein HaGidna Yisesh Lo Yimir Bo Shum Gilui Afo Pigin Nigla Boi Koyach HaTzimus Yisborah. So that's the Indian over here, that through the Gilui of the symptom of Avi Kamlin, even though it wasn't as Gala anything new, it wasn't as Gala, you know, it's a new Gilui here, but Faket being masked on the bleak world, that's the biggest as Gala, because that's being Megal Da Shavav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that thing of the Yud, where the Yud is showing that there's no spastus and it's being moir on the Koyach HaTzmusoi, because that's what we're saying, that thing of the symptom of Avakadmin. V'loch and kinder zeh symptom of Soi Ribua, and that's the pshat why this symptom is the Soi Ribua, like a square mitzad is galus Koyach HaKsavoi Shavatzmusoi Yisborach. Because that's the Indian, what we're saying, we're explaining the whole parak, is that this symptom is to be megala the Koyach HaKsavoi Shavatzmusoi Yisborach. The kashm is gala Koyach HaKsavoi of Nimshach Mahusi Yisborach HaBilti Ba'akvul Ba'em. And through that dafkets nizgale the Eivishtes koicha bligvul mitar shvalsi yisborach. Meaning, what he means to say is that when the Eivishtes nizgale the koicha metzias, when the Eivishtes master on the bligvul and only being nizgale the gvul, that's how the Eivishtes being nizgale da shvo. And the oimik is because this is what we mentioned a lot of times, is that the end of the yiptachtoinim is to be nizgale the what's called the gilu of the atmos. This is how the Hemshich of Tovdesh Tamavov from the Rishabah starts off, is that it starts with the Kasha, the whole Tachas of Kari Mitzvot is to bring down the Oyin Soif, Lamata Loilam Hazah. But he asks over here that we know before the Bris Oyin Mitzvot, Oyin Soif was Bez Galus. So it seems like we're just, you know, going back to square one. So what's L'choyro the Tachas of Bria? And the whole Hemshich of Tamavov is to be Mazvir, what it means, Gilui Atzmus, which in short is what we're learning here, which means to be Megala the Eivishter is Lamailo from the Bligvul, and even the Koyach HaGvul is Me'atzmusi Yisborach, and even the Oyel Masiyo, the Etzem HaKelem, is Galus of Atzmusi Yisborach. And through our Torah Mitzvahs, that will mean Nizgala, how the Gvul, the Matzius of the Gvul, is just being Megala the Pshita of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Shonis, which is many times in the Shahir Chubamuno, where it says that Lost Love will be Nizgala through each and every Prat of this world, will be another Prat of his Galus of the Pshita of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which that's called a haflu fellow the mailam and a seichel, and that thing we hear it's starting in the rashis of the shtauslus where the eibishter is being masked on the bleak vul, and through the koyach vul is being megalis metzias, in other words through the, his galus of koyach vul, that's giving the shorus that it can be his galus that shavu kadosh baruch hu, and about the his galus bepoil, that's through our torah mitzvahs. V'az ha'yo orin tov mimali kol metzias b'shavu gemuro. And after you have the symptom of avikamlin, which is the galus of the koyach tzavis. Then you have the step where it says in the Eitchaim, which is where the Eitchaim starts, that there was the Orin Sof, which was Memale, the whole Metzies, Bashvo, Gemuru, Mitzara, Shvalsi, Yisborach, Bechol, Bechinoi, Sof, Asher, Etzvah, Agvul, Ubidli, Bagvul, Shoven. That even though we're saying that it was Nizgal, the Korich, Agvul, but still Mitzad, that over here everything is Bashvo, Gemuru, it's still Bepshitas, there's still no Mokrim for the Oilemis, and therefore you need the symptom of the Chaim Vital, which that's the second Shlav, to make a mockum of the oil and the poem. Yes, Mishnah, we'll stop here.